The way Arizona pays for students with special needs is leading to a mismatch in terms of where the money is needed and where it's going. The Arizona Republic did an analysis of data from the 2015-16 school year, and with me to talk about what they found is legislative reporter Aaliyah Rao. And Aaliyah, first off, what exactly is the issue here?
Basically, and it gets a little complicated, as school funding is likely to do. Basically, the way the state funds special education students is in two ways. You have your Group B kids, which kind of have more severe disabilities, and they're funded per student. So if you have a student with a certain disability, they get a certain amount of money. On the other side, you have these Group A kids, and they are kind of lower level needs. You know, usually they're mainstream kids, but maybe get pulled out for speech therapy or you know, reading assistance a couple times a week, something like that. And when the funding formula was created, the state assumed that all schools would have the same percentage of these kids. And it worked until, you know, things like charter schools and open enrollment and online schools came along. And that has kind of thrown the formula out of whack. So now you have schools all getting the same percentage of money, even though they no longer have anywhere close to the same percentage of kids with special needs.
So are we finding that some schools are getting more money than they need and some schools are not getting enough money to help these students?
Exactly. So you have schools, generally schools with a lower than average percentage of these Group A kids. The average is about 9.5% of these students. And there are charter schools that have 0.3% of these kids. So they're getting a significant amount of money more than they need to spend to serve those kids. And then on the other side, you have district schools often, and actually it's a split, district and charter schools, who are serving significantly higher than that average, and they are not getting enough to cover their needs.
It sounds like this is a policy issue, not something that schools or districts themselves are doing wrong. Is that right?
Correct. And there's nothing wrong with spending the money as the schools see fit. If you have more money than you need to spend, legally they can spend the money on whatever they need to. And by no means is anyone saying that the schools have enough funding to meet all the other needs that they have anyway. But it's just kind of with this specific subcategory. And so that's kind of where you're finding the issue.
How much money are we talking about?
I think it came out to about $78 million a school year that we're seeing overall underfunding. So you've got, I mean, the idea is if you fully fund the program, fully fund what they need, it will balance out. And so the general ask is kind of, you know, if you can find that $78 million to fully fund special education, then everybody at least gets what they need.
So they're not looking at a redistribution of existing money. There is a need for more money here.
There's definitely a need for more money. I mean, there's some talk about redistribution, but if you do that, you get into a significant fight over kind of who loses money and who gains money.
So for the schools that are getting more money than they need to teach and help these students, are you finding that they are using that extra money to make up for some of the other funding shortfalls that they have?
I didn't look specifically into that, but that would make the most sense. I mean, you've got, you know, teacher funding shortages, you've got funding for, you know, capital, some things like that. So there are definitely funding deficits in numerous other areas of education. And the assumption is that, yeah, they're kind of moving that money over to those other pots where they may see a need. But then you've also got the schools with the negative gaps who don't have the ability to do that. So the takeaway from the story has been, it's actually the kids without special needs who may be most hurt with this formula. Because schools have to provide the services for these kids with special needs, if they don't have enough money, they have to take it from the general education student. So depending on what school your kid goes to, they can have hundreds to thousands of dollars less each year getting spent on their education.
Interesting. So it's not necessarily the students who have the special needs who are suffering per se based on this. It's really the students who do not have special needs who are losing money because they go to school with students who do have those needs, and the schools have to use that money on those students.
Exactly.
Have you gotten the sense that this is something that lawmakers and the governor are looking to take up next year?
There are definitely some lawmakers who are interested. I haven't gotten a sense at all from the governor's office in terms of where they may be on this. We haven't seen any specific recommendations related to special ed funding coming from him. At this point, last year, we didn't see any.
That's Aaliyah Rao. She's a legislative reporter for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Aaliyah, good to talk to you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.